I think what I'm really trying to say is like we want to make the right decision. We want to do the kind thing. But it's not always easy to do that. Because we react, because we're in the moment, you know, and maybe we're hungry, or maybe we're, you know, just in a rush or tired of sitting in traffic. So we make these, we respond in ways that we don't always like. And it got me thinking about what would, you know, how do I make these decisions in the moment, and how do we help others make these decisions in the moment that are aligned with our values? So I was thinking, I like to look at what would the 2 hour ahead of me version do in this situation. So, you know, flash forward, it's 2 hours ahead. What would that version of me want to look back on? And how would I have wanted to respond in that situation? And did I do that? And in this situation, I feel like I did, but I can think of many that I haven't. So it's like, look ahead and think, okay, in 2 hours, am I going to be good with this decision? Because all I could think of in the moment was, you know, we got in a car accident at the end of February. A guy ran an intersection, totaled our car. It was the first time I had driven the brand new car, got in the accident, and I'm still dealing with that. And that was at the end of February, and today is May 12th. Happy Mother's Day. And I'm still dealing with that. So when I saw this guy tap the car in front of him, I thought, he's not going to care. He's going to hit this car. And then I'm going to have to deal with that. I'm going to have to deal with insurance. And so there was also a part of not just the safety piece, but like the time piece, that I'm going to have to deal with this altercation if we do something, if something happens and, you know, we do move forward and he does move forward too, and he hits our car, then we're going to have to deal with that. And I don't want to deal with that. So doing the right thing in that moment for me, the right thing for me that was more aligned with my values, was let it go. Let the guy go. And just know that, you know, karma's coming back. And, you know, that. So I am curious for you, like, what have you done in this kind of a situation? How would you want to respond in this kind of situation? And what would it take for you to respond in a way that you'd feel good about 2 hours from now, a week from now? And I would like to really suggest, like, even as difficult as it may be in the moment, tuning into what is most important to me right now. Is it that I just want to get home in one piece with my car and my family? Is it, you know, for my safety, because you don't know who's behind those blacked out windows? Is it for, you know, ease and just to like, okay, it's not worth it, let him in. We just want to enjoy our day. Our daughter just graduated. Like, what is the thing that's most important? And can you just focus on that? And make your choice from that place. So I think that's the most, that's the thing that I want to leave you with. So I just really hope that this helps you to tune into when you're making choices. Are they in alignment with what is most important to you, what you value, what you need in that moment? And recognizing that if there's a choice to respond with rage or respond with some type of reaction that you might later not be super happy with, that's also just information for you, like, about what, you know, need was most important to you in that moment. So, and that's, you know, a different conversation, but just wanted to kind of put it out there that, you know, it's tricky. It can be really tricky to navigate. So would love to hear what comes up for you as you're listening to this. And what have you found in your life, and what have you used, and what tools? You know, we use the strategy of, you know, nonviolent communication, which is NVC for short. That's one tool that we use to connect to what's important to us and what we value in the moment, and really trying to tune into our bodies and that kind of thing. but I'm real curious to hear. So yeah, drop me an email and let me know. All right. Have a great Mother's Day. Bye.